Originally known as Decoration Day in the years after the Civil War, the holiday acquired its current name in 1954 and became an official federal holiday in 1971. The Memorial Day ceremony at Veterans Memorial Park in Pensacola is Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock, following the annual parade through downtown.
Memorial Day is at the heart of our mission at the park to honor those that have given their lives for our freedoms.
Retired Navy Captain Butch Hansen is president of the Veterans Memorial Park Foundation. This year, the ceremony will feature the dedication of 140 names added to the Wall South, the half-scale replica of the Vietnam Memorial in Washington, D.C. The names were sandblasted into the wall in March, bringing the total to 58,315, which Hansen says catches up to the monument in D.C.
They've been adding several names year after year since 1992, and we determined that these 140 names have been recognized by the Department of Defense. We were honored to be able to have them take their rightful position on the Wall South.
Three additional names are scheduled to be added later this year. Hansen says two speakers are scheduled for Sunday's event. Retired Commander Scott Scooter Moyer is a two-time Blue Angel.
For a long time, he was the only two-time Blue Angel pilot brought back for the 2000 season after the Blue Angels had a fatal mishap. He'll bring some great perspective, and in fact, his son-in-law is going through flight training in Pensacola now.
The other speaker has ties to the unveiling of the Wall South's new names.
Karen Gogol, who is the widow of a Vietnam veteran, will give a presentation on Vietnam War veterans and veterans in general. She's a very accomplished speaker. I think it will be a very moving part of the name unveiling.
The Western Panhandle's 1st Congressional District leads the other 434 across the nation in the number of veterans per capita. So while Memorial Day is truly a national honor to those who have fallen, Hansen says there's more cachet here.
There's plenty of veterans here who understand what that sacrifice means, and they've served side by side with people that are represented on the various memorials in the park. Being a career Navy veteran, I've lived in a lot of places. I haven't seen a community come together and sponsor a memorial park quite as nice as this one.
Some veterans, and non-veterans as well, are critical of those who treat the Memorial Day weekend as just another chance for a summer outing. But retired Captain Butch Hansen says a balance can be achieved between the revelry and the proper respects.
Those that have sacrificed for our freedoms to enjoy the backyard barbecue or the day at the beach and the day off from the grind. But take an hour, come to the park. I think it'll help you reflect on what those sacrifices are and the need to continue to have people understand the price that freedom sometimes takes.
Elsewhere, Memorial Day ceremonies will be held Thursday at the University of West Florida with a 9 o'clock start time at the flagpole near Building 10. And the annual ceremony at Barrancas National Cemetery is set for next Monday at 9 o'clock. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.